Usually one out of every 60 or 70 screenplays you read really has something that makes you stick with it to the end, you know. I'm one of these, you know, I read the first 10 pages and maybe the last two or three pages, you know, just to see. Because you can kind of tell, usually. And I was engrossed, you know, from the moment I started the script. And it's one of the best screenplays I've ever read. I just basically lay around the apartment with my dog and go get drunk with Lou all the time, and that's my life. I'm unemployed and everything. Kind of a slob, and really just a boy who's never grown up. You know, I think sometimes when you have disturbing things as a child, you kind of never want to get out of your childhood because you want to try to keep it going and make it good someday, you know? And that's really what Jacob is. But their lives are what they are. And one day, the two of us are going to go to the cemetery to visit our parents' graves, like a yearly ritual. And Lou comes along, much to Hank's dismay. And on the way back from the cemetery, my dog gets out of the car after this. And we've almost hit a fox, and we run into this tree, and my dog gets out and tries to chase the fox. And we find an airplane crash in the woods, a small plane that's crashed. And we find a lot of cash in it, $4.5 million. And, you know, I don't want to go into exactly what happens because this is that kind of movie, but it's what happens to people in the middle of the winter, in the middle of nowhere, who have $4.5 million, who have never had anything.